Welcome to the second episode of Delirium. Today we're going to be talking about 2020 in general.
It's Yoshi's the Christmas birthday. Episode. Woo!
No, it's the New Year's episode. Woo!
Ooh, no, it's okay. It's being recorded the day after Christmas, so the holiday episode. Woo!
So happy New Year's, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Or Kwanzaa, if you celebrate Kwanzaa.
Or Hanukkah. Because your family actually does that. Well, your dad does. Okay. And as promised last time, we would talk about Delirium and the whole point of that, you know, the whole purpose of this podcast. Because, you know, professionals do it in episode two, not episode one. It doesn't matter what happened then. We're better now.
We could just not talk about it at all, and then they can figure out why it's called Delirium by themselves.
Ooh. No, I don't want to do that, but ooh.
Okay.
Okay. And then, as you were saying, my birthday and stuff, that some stuff that happened there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about Yasha's birthday, the Black Lives Matter movement.
Wait, okay, that's part of 2020.
Our friend's dating life.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I turned 19 from between the first and second episode. Look at me. Woo-hoo. Aging up in the world. And then
good job, Yash.
And then we'll see if we still need to go on and if other topics need to be addressed. Anyways, let's begin with Delirium, Ben. Do you want to talk about how, at least how you perceive it and how it relates to this podcast?
All right. Well, let's talk about where it started. Delirium. Well, actually, no. What does Google say delirium is? Serious disturbance in mental abilities that result in confused thinking and reduced awareness of surroundings. So this is actually pretty accurate.
That sounds pretty good, not gonna lie. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we often are in situations where we experience delirium. This can be induced through vitamins, gummies, various other things.
Lemonades.
Or just us being ourselves. Yeah. So this all started at a summer camp one time when our brain cells basically just died at some point, and we just started
All I'm gonna say it was 7 days, and we probably slept for less than like 10 hours.
Yeah, and that's another good point. Actually, it usually happens at night, although that it can happen during the day.
Now at day three, it was like at every breathing moment I was in delirium.
True. But yeah, basically for us it just involves laughing hysterically at each other for no reason
and doing stupid things.
Yes,
so this podcast is basically us like recording all the things that give us delirium.
Yeah,
and everything in between. Like, we can also talk about things we want to talk about, because believe it or not, 19 years has a lot of stories, but not like 200.
Yep, a lot of stories indeed.
Okay, so actually now let's talk about our year in the running. This is as I've said, this is the year of please get me the fuck out, 2020, and we're almost over. So Ben, I wanted to recap the year with you.
Yep. All right. So first of all, what's the nickname for 2020?
The year of get me the fuck out.
No, also World War III.
That's not 2020. That's what happened. That was the first thing that happened in 2020.
Oh. Well, what is that? What happened?
You don't remember being drafted, Ben? Fine. There's this whole event and everything. Guess you weren't invited. Now, but No. If you remember, as January 1st of 2020 happened, we were all talking about, oh, this is going to be a great year. This is going to be our year. Literally, I think it was on January 6th, a couple days later, the U.S. shot, killed one of Iran's head generals and made them mad. Do you remember now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was making memes about getting drafted and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot. That was, one thing that Trump did that was, actually good. The one thing.
Oh well, we know Ben's politics now. It's fine. We are actually pretty, I don't know. Politics is, you know, both sides have their issues, and one side has a issue while the other has issues. One side's issue is a living person.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah. Sorry I brought that up.
No, that's fine. That's fine. And then right. Take us to the next one, Ben. How much do you know, Ben?
Oh, the Australian wildfires.
Yeah.
Okay. As promised, I have a joke for that. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a Chinese woman on fire? What? Melting.
What? Melting? That has nothing to do with the Australian wildfires. You suck.
It deals with fire. Okay. So it's still funny.
I guess. Also, California was on fire, but that's like a yearly occurrence.
When isn't California on fire?
That's also true. No, the only reason I remember this, because before this episode, I actually made you watch the Google ad for the first time. What did you think about the Google ad?
Honestly, I thought it was kind of long. Like, I thought it was good, and they included a lot of important moments. But I feel like they could have condensed it a little more and not included a lot of the extraneous stuff that they had, like all the different searches. And some of the searches, can I just say, were kind of stupid. And like, which, what was ones? The one we saw? Why was the moon orange?
No, why was like, the moon pink?
Oh, yeah. Why is the moon pink? That's just a dumb question.
What? Like, it's a science question.
But the moon isn't pink.
No, no. Remember we were talking about how there was probably one day where something caused it to be pink?
Oh, yeah. Probably the fires in California. No.
You know, for someone who's a bio major, you sound pretty stupid right now.
Yeah. What's new?
Yeah. Anyways, but no, speaking of the Australian fires, no, it's really awful what happened there. Did you know koalas are endangered now because of that?
Doesn't surprise me, but no, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, they all lived there. And what was the most depressing part is, I heard this, I don't know if it's exactly true, but the last day of the Australian wildfire, like when they last put it out, was the first day that COVID came to Australia. Which is like, oh, you just got done with one thing and now face another fight.
Yeah, I wonder who's had it worse, Australia or America this year.
I didn't hear much about how many COVID cases were in Australia, honestly. I think it definitely started off worse for them, but I think they may have handled it better.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they had, like, competent leaders and stuff. That's usually helpful.
Man, aren't we just anti-government?
Oh, damn it. Okay. What? No, no. You know, it wasn't even intentional. It was just like, it just happens.
It's okay, Ben. This is a podcast about, we've done so much worse. Honestly, talking against the government is probably the number one thing we've said that most people can agree with.
True. We're about to get some hate mail in our mailboxes. Oh, yeah. Yes, you should mention your address.
No, okay. No, I'm not doing that. That's a bad idea. Shut up. I wanted to talk about Kobe and Juice WRLD dying. Did Juice WRLD die in 2020?
Wait. Actually, that's a good question.
I thought he died in 2019.
No, I think he did die in 2019. Yeah, it was like December of 2019. But we're going to count that as 2020 because his death transcends time. So, okay. I remember... I remember I was walking down the hallway in school at like 6 a.m. and I saw a rumor on my phone, like in the news app from TMZ, that Juice WRLD had like died at an airport. And I was like, stupid TMZ. This is why I hate them. And I just like didn't pay any attention to it.
Right? No one believes it when TMZ says it.
No, exactly. And it was so ridiculous, too, to think about. I was like, why would Juice WRLD be transporting a shit ton of marijuana in a private plane and then kill himself in an airport? Like, I was like, that just pisses me off. Why, TMZ? Why are you a thing? And then I find out an hour later from our friend Aditya, who's the biggest Juice WRLD fan in the world. Like, seriously, you will not find a bigger Juice fan world. So
he sucked his.
He was like, Ben, Juice just died. And I was like, oh shit, maybe that was real. And I looked at other news stations, and it turns out that Juice WRLD had in fact died. And I literally was depressed for the rest of the day because Juice WRLD was the best rapper out there, in my opinion. And I loved him.
So someone important that also died in 2020, well, a lot of people, important people died, but this impacted a lot of the sports world, was the death of Kobe Bryant. And it happened in February, and actually in 2020, Ben. Anyways, I remember exactly where I was, in the sense that I was in mock trial. So I did mock trial in high school, and we were in Pittsburgh, and we were in the middle of a trial, right? But it wasn't one of my trials. I was just watching one of the team two trials. And I was timekeeping for them because I decided to be a nice person like that. And while I was on timekeeping for them, we were kind of in the back. So I was kind of on my phone with another person sitting next to me as we saw the little younglings debate each other. And someone on showed me a TMZ article saying Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. And like you, I was like, that's TMZ. I don't believe it. Right?
Yeah.
So we just went on for like, this went on like for 10 minutes. I was just continuing to do my timekeeping thing. The plebs were talking. And then other news sources started to report the same thing that TMZ was reporting. And I was told about that. And I just like, I was like, what? Kobe's? I just didn't believe it. Like, it was just, it didn't register in my head that him dying in a helicopter crash making sense, right?
It's like, it's not possible. He's too famous.
Yeah, I feel like people would like, that's how a lot of people when they first heard about 9/11 felt, and before they turned on the television.
Yeah.
And then we ended up telling, and why I keep on mentioning team two and the whole mock trial part is because during like our team was the prosecution. So they give you like a short rest period before the defense begins their case, right? And during that time period, we told them that Kobe had died. And apparently one of the sophomores that was playing a witness just went into shock. Like, he was just like, what? And he didn't actually perform well on trial because he was just in shock about Kobe dying. So it's really bad, but his score ended up, like, being affected because of it. And he didn't end up getting the spot.
Wait, so is that the key to winning in mock trial? Just tell people that people have died?
Like,
your mom died. I just got a call.
I think he would react differently if his family never died. I don't think he would go on with the trial. But yeah, that poor sophomore ended up losing. He wasn't that good anyway, so whatever. But he ended up losing out to someone else because of those poor performances. So
okay, now I have a more serious question.
Yeah.
Now that I think about this, how does TMZ get to this news first? That makes me think that they are possibly in on these murders. That, like, they planted marijuana in Juice WRLD's plane and then, like, just, I don't know, did something to Kobe's helicopter.
No, Ben. TMZ, so what I think traditionally happens is there's news sources like that leak out information, right? But a lot of news channels have to go through some verification channels of like, is this actually true? Because we don't want to like mess up our reputation, right?
Yeah.
And all of this stuff arrives to almost all the news channels at the same time, like the single source, but not the multiple sources to back it up, right?
Oh, okay.
It's just TMZ doesn't care about verification. They just immediately post.
Oh, I see. So TMZ gets all the news out more, but you can't always rely on it.
They don't do verification.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But when it is accurate, it plays out for them because then they're the first people to report it.
Yeah, gotcha. I like my conspiracy theory better, but we'll get
to that. And it's TMZ, which is about like celebrity drama and like their deaths. It does become a part of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So they probably have actually sources like on the staff, like Kobe Bryant's staff and Juice WRLD staff.
Probably.
So yeah, those sucked. But moving along, let's talk about the big thing. COVID-19, Ben. Do you want to paint the picture of the day in the tennis court?
Sure. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, Yash, but I remember that one day after school, me and Yash went to play tennis at a local park, and there had been some rumors that day this was in early March, I believe, like literally the first week of March.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, COVID wasn't really a big thing, but
well, it was a big thing. It was in the United States and everything. It's just it wasn't treated like it.
That's true. And it like hadn't spread to our local area that much either.
No, not yet.
Yeah. But basically, we had decided to go to the tennis court, play some tennis, and we kind of thought that maybe we would get like a few days off of school because, you know, there was this big virus that was happening, but we never thought that we would get months off of school. And all I know is that we had just finished like a set of tennis and we checked our phone to see if we got like a Monday off, and then it said that we got like an entire month off of school.
No, 2 weeks, spring breaks.
Oh, that's right. It was only 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then it transformed into the rest of the year.
We actually hugged each other in joy because we were getting a break from school. Oh, how silly. Oh, how silly we were.
It was such great timing, though, because we had begun to lose motivation. So we were just so elated that we got a nice extra long spring break. And then after that we just didn't have to see any more teachers or do any more actual work. Because, you know, that's what Google is for on tests online.
Shut up! We're college students!
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. We're great college students, by the way.
4.0 GPA. Honest. 4.0 GPA. Gang.
Yes. Achieved through hard and rigorous studying. Anyways.
I'm going to cry. So, yes. No, but other than that, so I wanted to ask you, what was your quarantine supply list? What got you through quarantine?
Well, certainly not toilet paper, because we couldn't get any of that. What was that, by the way? Like, why toilet paper?
I think people were like, oh, all the stores are going to be shut down, including the emergency ones, and we'll have no toilet paper, was their first thought.
Like, why not get water or, like, food? Why like, toilet paper?
Okay, we're stupid, Ben. I don't know. You don't see any of the apocalypse movies talk about the world went down and everyone rushed for the toilet paper.
Exactly. It's like, is wiping your ass more important than, like, putting food in your mouth?
Yes.
But, okay, anyways, the stuff that was on my list...
Give me three essentials and three luxury items that got you through COVID-19.
Okay. Three essentials. Clorox wipes. That was a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I don't know if you remember this. I got a water bottle that filters out any bacteria and viruses. Because I thought that we might be going into like an apocalypse based off of the way that people were treating toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I got a water bottle that you can just like put into a lake and then it
filters. We actually did that. Remember when we went canoeing once? We got water from the lake, filtered it, and drank it. It worked pretty well.
No, it did work well. Yeah. Yes, our canoeing trip while we were quarantining hard.
No. Was this in the summer? This was in the summer. Okay, canoeing's a social distancing thing. It's fine.
Actually, yeah, you're not wrong.
And we were kayaking, so it was single boat.
True.
Yeah,
okay. So that was the second thing on my list. And then...
What was the first thing? You only said Clorox wipes. Oh, and the filtered water bottle. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. And then...
Okay, for me, the essentials, obviously, Matt... I'm not going to say the same essentials Ben did, because... What did you say? You said Clorox wipes, masks, and then filtered water bottle, right?
Yeah.
One thing that is an essential that we actually, like, improved my life a little more, right, is we started getting these, like, packaged, like, this very specific packaged chicken from Sam's Club that has, like, that, like, lasts longer, and I just love the taste of it because this was during apocalypse mode, and we were storing up on food. Another essential that absolutely helped me was scarves. I know the scarves may not seem like an essential, but before the mask thing was happening, I just got by with a scarf to wrap around my face, which also felt very cool. I was like, hell yeah. Yeah, my third essential item during COVID-19 was a lot of alcohol, aka lemonade juice. That helped me out.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's true.
Lemonade juice. Yeah, I actually got a mini fridge for all that, so now it's being chilled at all times. Fun time, fun time.
Drink responsibly, kids.
Yeah, very responsibly. It's okay, we're professionals.
So, yeah, that's pretty good list for both of us.
Yeah. All right, and that's... Oh, God, now... Wait, no, no, before that topic comes up, college and quarantine. College and quarantine.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. Yeah. Ben's excited for a specific topic, and you...
I am.
We're getting there. Anyways, tell me about your life, because we are both freshmen in college, so we don't actually know what real college is supposed to feel like, except for the movie show. So, Ben, tell me about your experience of starting college in quarantine.
Well, my experience was quite interesting. So obviously, you know, COVID made it especially weird, but overall it was a good experience. I started off with quite an experience. My roommate Jake is really cool, and me, him, and some other people had a good friend group going. And I know all I can say is that the first night I was there, me and Jake were sleeping, and these two girls just walked into our rooms at, 2 a.m, because apparently we left our door unlocked, which helped us learn our lesson to not leave your dorm door unlocked at 2 a.m. And they just like started like rubbing our thighs.
There you go.
And then we were just suddenly awakened. What?
That was your chance, Ben.
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah, they were really drunk. So that was interesting. And Jake just kind of was like, "Who are you guys?" And then just kind of kicked them out. And that was that.
Yeah, we're glad nothing happened, because think about it. If they're really drunk, they're not in any condition to make good decisions, you know?
Oh, okay. No.
Pretty glad nothing happened.
This is actually a good question. So let's say that, like, something happened, right? Mm-hmm. We would definitely be charged with, like, sexual assault. Now,
if they regretted it, yeah.
Well, no, wait. No. Why did I say that? What I meant to say was, if they did something to us, it would probably be fine. Like, nothing would
happen. Well, okay. Would you guys have reported? No.
That's true. Maybe I could be the first male to report a sexual assault.
At your college.
Yes.
Man, for some reason, I feel like you wouldn't be the first.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, probably not. I wouldn't report it. But anyways, if the situation had been flipped and the guys were
in
the girls' dorm.
If you guys went into girls' dorms? Oh, no. Oh, you'd be screwed.
That's what I'm saying. We would be, like, expelled.
Yeah, something crazy would have happened.
Yeah. Yep.
So, my experience was a little different in the sense that... So, Ben actually lived on campus. I didn't. My campus was, like... partially open, some classes online, some classes in person, stuff like that. And I would, back when I had a car, because you guys all learn about the accidents, as I would drive over there and stuff. Well, I guess the number thing, so I guess I'll tell you my college AKA experience on how it was mostly not college related at all, in the sense that during quarantine, I actually also picked up volleyball, a socially distant sport. And during volleyball, and then I ended up like kind of having a good thing going with like a particular person. And then I realized she was 22, and then I realized that was a bad idea. And so I didn't like pursue it with her. And then a couple of days later, I met someone in my neighborhood through a mutual friend, and because she was just walking her dog, and I went up and said hi. and then me and this person kind of took a liking to each other, and then I realized she's also 22, and both of these people are out of college, and like, yeah. So that was a no-no that happened.
Wait. Okay, yeah, wait. By the way, what was her hair color? Was it blonde by any chance?
The volleyball girl was brunette. The neighbor was Jenna. Blonde. Jenna, blonde.
She was blonde?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I took Cooper to PetSmart today, and I did meet a Jenna.
She doesn't work at PetSmart. She works at like parlor.
Okay. I was going to say, low chance, but it's possible.
No, she works at the dog. Yeah, she's the dog groomer.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, didn't perceive them as my smartest decision. But, oh, I was invited to a couple private cabin parties with like a few people. Ooh. With my friend named Shay. And they were experiencing some vitamins there with some lemonade. And I partook, and this was my first time taking vitamins and lemonade together at once in an experience called Crossed. And that was something. We went into this forest, and it basically became the equivalent of this Scottish horror film that we once saw called Midsommar. If you've seen it, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, it's my mental Vietnam of cinema. So I was pretty scared. That's a great way
to put it, honestly.
Yeah, the mental Vietnam of cinema. So a lot of that happened. But other than that, you know, pretty chill. As restrictions lifted, you know, I went to some low count parties here and there. Did well. I've been doing well in school, so that's cool. And and we have lost all motivation to actually put in effort. Woo!
Yeah. Guys, it's like truly amazing that me and Yash have maintained a 4.0. Like, I really don't know how.
Humble brag.
It's not even bragging. It's just pure shock. Like, I don't get it. We're so retarded. Just on so many levels.
Okay, well, we did this on purpose, as in, so both our plan right now is if we don't do 4X is to go into med school. And honestly, to go to med school, at least for your first 2 years, you don't really need to go to like that big of a college. So I'm just like going to Penn State Harrisburg right now. I'm getting that EZA.
And
I know you're on a deal with your college that if you like get like a 3.6, you get a free admission to Hershey Medical.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like it works out for us. If we were like doing just bachelor degrees, we would probably go to Burris colleges. So basically, I guess we're like just lowering the difficulty to get the easier score.
Yeah, that's true. Like if we were at Harvard,
I don't think we could get into Harvard. Screwed. I think we could get into like let's say like I want to say Pitt or something. It'd be a little harder.
Yeah, at Pitt. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Do we get to talk about my favorite subject now?
No. You also put this. You wanted to talk about the positives and negatives of COVID.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Okay. So why don't you start? Some positives in COVID. Well,
for me, a personal positive of COVID was it gave me time to work out and also like get 8 hours of sleep. I'm not going to say I have a good sleep schedule. All I'm going to say is I get at least 8 hours of sleep every day.
This kid gave a lecture to his class about having a good sleep schedule cycle at what, 11 p.m. or something?
I was recording the lecture to be submitted in the morning, and I was recording at 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh. 2 a.m. on how to have good sleep schedules.
Yeah, I was like experimenting on myself. My teacher loved it. It's great.
That's funny.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't pull that off. Only you can pull it off. All his teachers love him.
No,
all the parents in the world love Yash too.
Except mine.
Yeah. Except his.
No, my parents love me. I love my parents. Everything's fine. I'm just joke. For positives in COVID, besides better sleep and stuff and working out, I actually lost about where was it? 104, I lost about 24 pounds. So that was really nice. And I'm like at a much healthier weight. So I'm pretty happy about that. Those are my positives. Other than that, a lot of negatives, man. A lot of death, dude. It's kind of. Dude, it weighs just thinking about it.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we've just forgotten, honestly, that like death is still happening. Like, I don't know. It feels like we've just kind of moved on.
Well, sad. I was reading something about how pandemics can experience two endings, and one is either a medical ending or a social ending. And I feel like for a lot of people, the social endings happened.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely feel it too. Like, even for me, you know, it's especially considering that I have two doctors as parents and you two.
We both
come from families with medical backgrounds.
Yeah, so this is a bit scary thinking mom and dad might go to work and be infected.
Yeah, but like, it's just, even for us, it's more social at this point. It's like, we're not even really focused on the medical aspect of it as much as we should be, really. So I can only imagine for like the majority of people that it kind of is just a thing that we've all moved on from at this point.
And all I'm going to say, despite our comments, how we are, because I believe our actions is what matters the most more than what we just say, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've both been very COVID responsible with masks and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, we have. We're not anti-maskers or anything.
God, but there are some. Okay, bad. But there, I will say there are certainly some people who are, and it's kind of sad.
It is sad to see that, to be honest.
I work at Lowe's, and sometimes there's just people who don't come in masks, and we can't really say anything to them, so I'm just kind of hating myself a little.
Yeah, what do you do?
Take off their discounts without them seeing.
You like add a certain percentage onto their bill?
I'm not going to say how I do it, because if this ever gets to Lowe's... I guess it is a confession, but oh well. I plead the fifth.
You know what they could do? Oh, this would be so smart for stores, because this would give people an economic reason to wear a mask. Is like, all stores could raise the cost of their goods by like 10% and then give a 10% mask discount. Yeah.
Yeah.
That way you're paying an extra 10%
if you don't have a mask on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do that.
B-O-O thoughts right there.
What is B-O-O?
No, C-O-O.
Oh, yeah, Chief Operations Officer. Yeah, Ben and I are, we're going to try to run a company one day. He's going to be C-O-O for a while. I'm going to be CEO, and then we have a whole plan. Don't worry about it.
All right, let me talk about my positives and negatives now, I guess.
Yeah, because you wanted to say that we're actually more positives from COVID than negatives, and I disagree with that, so I want to hear your perspective.
Okay, well, first, let me say, I didn't really say that. That was more of a joke, but...
Okay.
No, what I meant is that personally, there were a lot more positives for me than negatives. Obviously, I'm very glad that my family is healthy and everything. And I did actually have COVID.
As you learned last time.
Yeah. So like I did experience it. I know what it's like. It was scary when I had it. So I'm glad that I'm healthy and everything. Like I'm not trying to downplay the virus. It's just personally, there were a lot of positives for me. I would say that honestly, what?
Do you want to go over them?
Yes, I was fat too. So, okay, number one, Forex. So I really got to do a lot of trading, which without quarantine, I probably would not have been able to do because of school. Mm-hmm. So it certainly allowed me to learn a lot more about what career path I want to pursue and future plans in general, and like seriously redirected my plans in the future. So that was a positive. Another positive, I would say, like, intrinsic evaluation, like, finding the things that are, like, meaningful in life to me.
And... Oh, yeah, you found faith. That happened.
Yes. That did happen. It's a big positive right there.
Yeah, we can debate that later.
I was gonna say to me.
Yeah. Well, I think it is a positive for how you use faith, because you talk about like how you use faith to be like more mentally stable and stuff.
Yes, mental stability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Yash for many years, and including me, have been like agnostic, I would say, more leaning atheist. Yeah. Up until recently, I switched over to Christianity.
His own form of Protestantism.
All of Christianity is a form of a religion. Christianity. It's confusing.
No, it's really not. There's Catholics and there's Protestants, and there's a billion type of Protestants.
True, true.
So you're a type of Protestant, unless you're a Catholic.
I'm going to create my own cult someday.
Okay, Ben. You can make that a part of one of the Protestant churches.
Venetian Protestant church.
I'm more still agnostic in the sense that there's nothing hard proof enough for me to be like, oh, there is a God, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also of the belief of like, you know, if the God or gods exist, I don't think they're necessarily perfect beings. And honestly, we might just all have the wrong perception of them. So if they do exist, I'm kind of just interested to talk to them and see what happens.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Mm-hmm. So there was faith, and then what else? Well, I definitely got to like hang out with you more, and like everyone else. We have a friend group with a few people. Like, they're, should I mention their names? Probably not.
No, we can talk about our friends. It's fine. We talk about worse things.
Well, we have code names for everyone now.
Only code names for people like when they're in stories that's like embarrassing.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we have some friends named Avi, Michaela, Olivia, Drew, Carlos. Yeah. So we got to hang out with them a lot more. It was nice.
In COVID appropriate settings.
Yes.
Like, I'm putting definitely. A caption every time. Stop! Don't say definitely like that. It makes us sound like we're not. We did.
No, we did. Okay. Yeah, those are the main positives, I think.
And then the negatives. Getting out.
No. Oh. I forgot the biggest positive of all. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of a damn internship. This doesn't sound all that impressive, but there was this internship for a hospital that I was a part of. That was the most boring thing on earth, okay? Mm-hmm. And I tried so hard to get out of that internship before I started. You have no idea. I went to my guidance counselor. I wrote a 3-page essay. I memorized that essay, turned it into a speech, then presented it to the class principal with the guidance counselor. I got denied twice. So I was forced to do the internship where I literally did nothing all day. And then eventually COVID took care of it. I feel like it was divine intervention. Like, it just like
you getting out of your internship is a gift from God.
Yes. There we go. Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, no, Ben.
So what? A few 100,000 people died. I got out of my UPMC internship.
Ben, it's in the billions.
Is it really?
COVID deaths.
I meant in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, in the U.S. But yeah, total cases. No, even in the U.S., it's 18.8 million. Wait, cases. Oh, no.
That cannot be.
In the U.S., there's been 330,000 deaths.
And yeah, that sounds
fair. Worldwide, 1.76 million deaths.
Yeah.
Whew, still a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. At the time, it wasn't as big a deal.
Well,
I was just happy I got out of the internship.
Okay. Yeah, I guess this was right before the major, like, I don't know. It just felt like society didn't get serious about it until recently. Well, like,
even my dad was considering letting me continuing to do the internship, so you know it couldn't have been too serious because my dad is like COVID insane.
No, like, just concerned.
Yeah. Kinda, I guess. But yeah, that was a big positive. And then for the negatives, obviously, all the people that died. All the social injustice stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, did you say positive?
No, these are negatives.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Okay, so that's basically our point of the whole positive and negatives looking back at it. And it's not over yet. Like, there's a vaccine in production, but this is definitely going into 2021.
Man, I swear, there better not be a new virus next year.
One can hope.
I'm just ending it.
Ending what? The virus?
No, my life.
Oh, that works. We here at Delirium believe in the value of mental health, and that is not sarcasm. Anyways.
My mom's a psychiatrist, so it's okay.
I don't know if that makes that okay, but okay.
If I can say it to her and she laughs, then it's okay.
I think that's just a reflection on your mom. You know, the woman with no name. Oh, we'll explain that some other time.
She who shall not be named.
Exactly. We shan't tell her. Anyways, now this is the topic Ben's been waiting for the entire time.
Okay. So today, the top subject that I'm so excited to talk about is Black Lives Matter. So, Yash, go ahead.
I believe in the value of the Black Lives Matter movement, but I don't 100% agree with how it's being carried out in a disorganized fashion. I think they need proper central leadership like the civil rights movement in the 60s had with MLK and even Malcolm X to a point, but I think Malcolm X was too extreme. That's my official opinion on Black Lives Matter. I have
blah blah blah. The concept, now time to see Yasha's actual feelings.
The concept right, is let's good. Do the survey, Yasha. The concept is good. It's just it can be executed better. Okay, let's take your stupid survey.
Okay, first I'm going to give you an easy ball question. Do you belong to any white power or nationalistic organizations in Pennsylvania?
I am brown. No.
Okay. Good. I thought you were about to say, I'm proud boy. I was going to be really scared for a second.
No.
Okay. Next question. Did you ever refuse at any point to wear a Black Lives Matter shirt for a college tennis team you were a part of?
Yes, because I feel like I can support a move. I can support a concept without having to support the administration of a movement that I didn't agree with. As I said, I don't like how disunited they are.
So, in conclusion, Yasha's answer to that question is yes. Next question. What do you do physically when you are in the presence of a Black Lives Matter poster? More specifically, describe your feelings and movements when walking past Black Lives Matter posters in the downtown York, Pennsylvania area.
let's just say that I agree with the concept, but I guess the quote unquote awakening moments or advertising moments, I'm not most necessarily thrilled about.
So would it be fair to say you feel angry and you shake violently whenever you walk past a Black Lives Matter poster in New York?
Jokingly.
Okay, so in conclusion, anger and violence shaking. Next question. Have you ever created a stuffed monkey and built a bear that represents a Black individual?
With that has nothing to do with the Black Lives Matter movement, and I actually created it with you, Ben, and it was an individual you hated more than me.
Yes, it is true. Furthermore, would you trust a Black motivational speaker in the future?
Yes, it's just that individual motivational speaker we met was a person that was too positive, and we were both depressed.
Okay, good response. Next question. And last question, actually. How do you feel about African Americans in Baltimore?
I think they're a fine part of the community.
Okay. More specifically, how do you feel about an African American man who approached you from a bench at the Baltimore Harbor?
All I'm going to say is it has nothing to do with his race and everything to do with the fact that he was on weed. He was like yelling.
Oh, supposed to be a statement, Yash? That Black people do weed?
He appeared to be on a hallucinogenic. I can't say what you lose, hallucinogenic, but a hallucinogenic.
Okay, but congratulations, Yash. You have failed the survey. You are now racist.
I'm not racist.
Next subject.
Okay, Ben.
You have to admit the monkey question was pretty good.
Yeah, but you're like also guilty, so.
I am. But it's more funny. All right, so next subject. Let's talk about your birthday, Yash.
Oh, I'm 19.
How do you feel about being 19 now, by the way?
I realized this while I was shopping for Christmas gifts for someone, because my birthday is actually near someone who's also born 2 days before me. So, like, we usually don't get Christmas gifts, so we decided to get Christmas gifts for each other. And then while I was shopping for her, I realized, man, being 18 to 20 is like being an adult. No, being a teenager with rights. It's like pre-adulthood. So that's how I feel about it. I feel like I'm a pre-adult. I'm not really there.
Are you happy about that?
I'm excited to be 21, and that's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Other than that,
honestly, same.
Other than that, it's kind of whatever. So, like, I have some rights more than teenagers, but, like, I'm still limited in a lot of things.
Yeah, I feel like the big birthdays are 18 and 21. Other than that, it just doesn't matter. Unless you turn 80, that's a pretty cool birthday.
Really? I know. Okay, now we got to talk about segmenting of age. Dude, I feel like 30 is a very important birthday because you're no longer, like, in your prime or cool or hip anymore. Like, once you're 30, you're part of the uncool crowd. it's all about the kids who are in their 20s. They're like, they basically decide what's popular or not.
Yeah, that's true. So when you're 30, you're just lame after that.
I think 30 year olds are still cool and stuff. It's just, yeah, you gotta feel the physical shift.
Yeah, that's another base audience that's gone. Anyone over 30.
We hate you. Including our future selves, who will be over 30 when listening to this. Yes, future Yash, I hate you. And also, I'm surprised you exist.
Yeah, Ben, if you're still alive at this point, congratulations.
Congrats. All right, anyways, back to my birthday party. In my birthday party, it had to be a limited event because of COVID restrictions, right? So there were about like 12 people, including me. And one of the 12 people is one of our friend Olivia. She met someone in college in Pittsburgh, and he drove all the way over to see her. And his name is Jeffrey. And we decided to host a little interrogation for Jeffrey in my room, where we just asked him like the most weird questions. To make you feel uncomfortable.
That's one way to put it. Yeah, there were some unique questions for sure. I would say the best question was from Drew, right?
What did he say?
Or no, that was the funniest part. Was when Drew walked into the room and we asked where he was, and he said he came back from fucking another man.
No. But one of my favorite questions was Jeremy, or what's his name we're doing? Jeffrey. real name, guys. So Jeffrey is like a smaller individual. So we were like asking him about like, so how would you defend Olivia? And he was talking about like fighting dirty and stuff, but it was kind of funny being like, yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah. What did he say? He would like
fight dirty
hold
and
her
stuff.
Hand.
No, he would like tell her to him to back off. And if needed, he'd like try his best. He said he'd lose, but he'd try his best. I'm like, that's cute. Why was this interrogation happening? Oh, it's because I treat Olivia like my younger sister, and she seems to get a new boyfriend every December near her birthday, so I get to interrogate them.
Yeah. Maybe that's a birthday gift to herself, a new boyfriend.
You know what's funny? It's because her last boyfriend, Jake, asked her out on her birthday, and then she asked Jeremy out on her birthday.
Gosh.
So he's literally the second one on her birthday, yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then besides your Jeffrey dash Jeremy, he's one person. We have a friend named Myra, and she recently became not a virgin at college, right? And it's all she talks about nowadays, and I kind of hate it.
Yep. We've had many uncomfortable car rides with Myra. let's talk about the Hershey Lights for a minute. I feel like we need to talk about that.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about it.
Yeah. So there's a big attraction in Pennsylvania, for anyone who doesn't know. There's a place called Hershey World, or wait,
Chocolate World.
Chocolate World. And every winter they have this light show where you can drive through, and there's a lot of traffic in the light show, obviously, because it's a huge attraction and everyone goes to see it. So Myra took us all in her car to go see the lights, and it was me, Yash, Myra, Olivia, and that was it, right? Yeah. So we get in the car and we're driving through, and about a quarter of the way through the attraction, Myra just starts like talking on and on about her sex life.
Her hookup.
Guy.
She hooks up only with Indian men.
Yeah. And for about an hour, we heard her talk about this guy and all the weird sexual things she does with him, like choking each other out, her getting a vibrator stuck in her.
Oh no! Oh god, I didn't know we were going this detailed.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, and I mind you, no, my specific pain. Myra tells me these stories first, and then she tells other people in front of me. So I hear them again and again, and I'm like actually going insane. I tell her to stop, but she doesn't.
She's another version of Vietnam for you.
I'm going to kill myself. She's actually Vietnam for another friend named Avi, because he was actually involved with her over quarantine.
Yeah. So, okay, just go over the story. Not even I understand this.
Because you don't even know about it completely?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll set the scene. So it's March and we lockdown begins, and Myra and Avi, who already sat together in the study hall we all four of us shared, if you remember.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yep.
Yeah. So they started talking to each other like daily, nightly calls, and then it created this server, right? And then at some point, Drew was like, hey, you guys would be cute together if you guys dated. And this was like in July. So we were all, like, June is July, and we were all leaving for college in various ways at the end of July, right? And basically they were like, oh, it'd be too late. We can't really. And they did confess to each other. They kind of liked each other. But then they decided to like do the stupid prank where they pretend to get together and try to like trick Drew. And they brought me in on it. And I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't actually detect anything. Which is weird because I'm pretty good at detecting social things, but I missed that one completely.
And can I just say, I detected this in study hall before they were even together. So yeah. I'm very proud of.
There you go, Ben.
Now, anyways, go on.
But basically, what happened was that while pretending to trick Drew, they actually ended up getting together because why not? And yeah. We actually got invited to a private prom because of Myra. But what happened was they got together, and then Myra decided she regretted it, and then she cut it off. But then we went over to her house one day, and then she ended up kissing him out of bad decision making, and then they got back together again. And then before prom, while we were at a restaurant, the four of us, because we wanted to practice dancing for prom, on the way to my house to practice, she broke up with him again. So they were just uncomfortably there at practice at my house.
That's crazy.
Oh my god. And you didn't know about this.
Yeah. Well, okay. And guys, this was so bad. So nobody told me any of this, right? And so at one point in August, I had no idea that any of this was going on. So we had this joke where we would call boobs pillows for some reason. Don't really remember why.
It's just because at some point, Myra, God, she tells us everything, tells us about, while they were like broken up, tells us about Avi touching her, like resting on her boobs, and then we just started calling them pillows, jokingly.
Oh, yeah, and so Olivia, who's a friend, would like hit me with pillows a lot, so that was also kind of incorporated into the joke for some reason.
Yeah.
So anyways, we called boobs pillows, and we were over at Myra's house one time, and Avi kind of just like was lit, like he was on a couch and he was trying to rest his head on the floor for some reason, but instead of hitting the floor, he put his head directly on Myra's pillows. And we were all just kind of laughing for a few minutes at it. And then, like, I just continued to make jokes about it for like the rest of the night.
And Ben and didn't know that they were broken up.
And I was making them so uncomfortable, and I had no idea. Like, I thought they were both like laughing because they thought it was funny, but no, they were not enjoying my jokes. They were just uncomfortable and in pain.
What a night.
I just kept going, and no one said anything to me. And
I'm happy we didn't.
I know, it was funny, but I'm sorry, Avi, if you're listening, and Myra.
Yes, your beautiful name, Myra.
Like, literally, every 30 seconds, I was joking about it. It was okay, bad.
Okay, guys. Anyways. So we have some topics remaining, but we're hitting an hour, and I think, as of now, an hour is good for us. I think an hour is good.
Yeah.
So let's sign off. Ben, do you want to sign us off?
Sure. All right. Signing off. This is Ben and Yash.
Episode 2 of Delirium, future Ben and Yash. It's nice for you to come by. And if there are any stragglers, hi. More will be coming. Okay, you know, 2 episodes in a month is actually pretty good for a podcast. So we'll be good. Ooh. And we will be seeing you guys at the other end of the new year with some, I think, some pretty interesting recent stories, because there are some New Year's things happening. But we're just going to wait for that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy. There'll be
plenty of stuff.
This is Yash and Ben signing off. Bye-bye.
Adios.